All right. Hello, guys.
Hello.
I am also burning home. I am tired. Man, hell of a week. Hell of a week. Like, we exceeded all expectations. Aoife, unfortunately for you, you are not getting a night off. Hello, parasocial follower. All right, we got people burning home on fleets. I know that. So let me just give you the rundown. We exceeded our expectations just by essentially all metrics. Out of all the structures that we guarded, that means that a fleet was actively guarding them. That includes all Keepstars, all Sotoyos, and all faction forts. We lost one. We lost one faction fort. Everything else was scooped and saved. One Keepstar got scooped by us. They had three dreads dropped on them, and then we repped it in hull. The dreads didn't break it. We did save the Keepstar. So that's about of those structures. Maybe that's 15 total structures we were guarding actively, and then there were 500 total structures that were guarded, that weren't guarded rather, that were just scooped. Of those 500, I do not have the exact numbers yet, but I'm estimating we got 95 to 98% of them. So out of 500 structures, we probably pulled 470 or more. I know of one fort that we lost, like that got stolen, one Tatara that got killed, I believe. And yeah, that's it basically. So shout out to you guys. Like, first of all, like, GSOL was doing the yeoman's work there, but we had so many line goons just show up when we pinged out, like, hey, we need help. There were, I looked at the channel, I don't know, maybe 80 people just pre-staged in scoopers ready to go. Also, I know Sniper's not here. I want to take the wind out of his sails, but I do want to share his numbers. It's something like we moved out of Delve. Something like just via jump freighters, via our jump freighter service, like 10 trillion collateralized ISK over the last week. Our jump freighter guys were burning the midnight oil, burning the candle at both ends. Also, most of the directorate, it feels like, had a vacation plan this week, so we were doing this way shorthanded. Like, I can't describe to you how well this goes. Here's an important thing that you may not have grasped. We sat in Delve, asked you guys to plex your cat alts for a week. Many of you did or moved other alts down. We were in Delve the entire time. All they have to do is F the shields, and it stops the unanchor timer. So literally, it's 24/7. It was a week, and it was 24 hours a day we had to defend the structures. And I believe of structures not unanchored or sold, I think the only significant one was a Sotoyo and a couple forts and Azbels, something like that. Some of the forts were like corp forts where, we gave a specific fit we wanted people to leave, and a couple corporations pulled the fits. And so I think they started scanning those, and we basically said, if you pulled the fits, then you don't get protected. So we let them rep them. It's like, just like, all right, can't pay attention, you lose your fort. Yeah, so that's the status update on today. That's been a week of hard work. We are officially done with Delve. All that we have left is the Nominate Palace. We will be giving you guys a timer on that relatively soon. We probably don't want to let it linger for too long, but that's something, future plans thing, but not too long. So now we look forward. We have a bunch of new space to settle. We still are handing out space here and there, moons. There's all kinds of stuff. The directorate has been absolutely and totally like focused on Delve the last week. Like, we have put aside everything, so we will now start focusing on this. We have a couple SOV timers tomorrow. It's like absolutely irrelevant SOV timers, but we do have a couple tomorrow, so you might see. You might see some stuff happening tomorrow. It doesn't really matter. Catalts will be staying in Delft for the time being. Certainly at least till the Innominate Palace is destroyed. and we don't have a plan for them beyond that. We've talked about some stuff, but nothing set in stone. New Intel channels should be coming, yes. Let's see. Xingli did a cool infographic. I'm going to link that to you guys. There's your Xingli infographic. Is Brave effectively out of Delve? Good question. I'll answer all the questions in a little bit, but that one in particular, yeah, everyone is effectively out of Delve. All of our friends are done with Delve. They need to move down the chain. They're not in their new homes yet. They are just out of the region. E3O I keep is TBD, future plans kind of thing. We'll see what happens with that one. I have a couple other things to show you guys. Not too much. I got this one. Someone wanted to link story of an ex-Horde guy. This is like a pretty good thread that people love. So they wanted me to share that one. Beyond asked me to thank everyone for their help, and I think I've done that, but we have seen a lot of people step up this week. So directorate status right now is absolutely fragged, and then tomorrow we start looking forward to the future. If you guys have questions, I know you have a ton of questions, actually, as far as that you need to ask directors, that kind of thing, try to hold them off for a few days if you can. If they're not totally important, then just give them a second, because that's... You know, like give our guys time to recover. The last week has been crazy, super hard work, and very satisfying. Very satisfying.
Can confirm. I feel like the piece of chicken that fell through the grate on the grill and is just torched at the bottom of it.
Yeah. So, Sniper, I estimated that we moved 10 trillion collateralized objects with the freighter service. Do you think that's a reasonable estimate?
Yeah. And that's just the stuff that went through Nofu, not counting ITL, GDSO, all the other ones.
Right. All right, so someone, not me, is quoted me saying the Perm War is here. If you guys missed it, Brave is moving forward to UALX. Our allies are resettling. Sigma is going to catch. We will be having people moving around. We should have a map for you really soon. We've got... allies moving all different directions. We are moving forward. We have made deals with various alliances that live in the space somewhere near us, such as Wicked Creek and Deterid. They will all be evacuating. All of them have taken either money or some sort of, you know, inducement. We have paid them in some way, given them generous benefits to leave the area. They're all happy to take our money. We just went in here carrot and no stick, you know, just, hey, what can we do to make this as easy as possible for you? And everyone accepted those, yes, those financial incentives. So that's the that'll all be happening over the next week. They've got roughly a week to evacuate. So you may see some newts temporarily moving through our space. It looks like Delve is going to be like a crazy thing going on. I want to shout out a bunch of people in particular. As far as Delve goes, I want to shout out Shattered. He did a huge job with Brave. He put in a lot of work. The Brave boys did a ton of work. Shout out to Sigma for deploying to Delve and being there this week. Shout out to Fnatic Legion. Greg and his team did a really good job there. Shout out to Shadow Ultimatum. We also hired a couple groups to help us. They were a big help down there. And then shout out to all you guys who were there in your cat alts or your regular alts. Whatever you did, worked out really well. Once again, they had 24/7 to reinforce structures. They just had to put it into armor to stop the unanchor. And essentially, other than one Satoyo, which is unfortunate, but I mean, one Satoyo compared to everything we scooped is the smallest price to pay. We also did sell quite a bit of stuff over there to alliances that are moving in. As you might have seen on the Reddit thread, that was pretty funny. We sold some stuff to Initiative. We gave them a discount to help us camp the stations while we were there, which is something we were very happy to do. And they were happy to accept it because they got a good deal, sort of a you scratch my back, I scratch yours type situation. And so we expect a lot of action out there in Delve Quirius, and we're free to get involved in it. Like, there's no reason we can't go back there, but strictly for fun, not to defend space. We have that Satoyo left, so we have the Imperial Palace. There's a couple other things in there, but, you know, our commitment to that area has now waned to such the point that it might be a few strat ops or whatever, but nothing like we just did. Let me check my notes for anything else. I think I covered most of that. You can hop in
real quick.
Yeah.
So over the next week, there'll definitely be a focus on doing TCAG crossings. Once you get to O4T, I know there's been some confusion about this. I'll throw this link in Elysium in a sec, but we'll also get it up in a forum post. It is a Keepstar highway. There is a Keepstar route all the way from O4T to CJ. It is probably best that you stop in UALX for now. You know, we kind of did some things this week that kind of fucked up the isotope market. I'm not really sure what that was exactly, but something happened. You know, so fuel's going to come down. There is also going to be a more direct Keepstar route from UALX to CJ in the future, in the not too distant future.
One Beehive soon. That's a pipeline. That's all kind of stuff that, like I was talking about, we will get that stuff organized for you very soon, as soon as possible. But give our guys a few days to do stuff. We have some stuff planned. We got some structure timers tomorrow, like in some other stuff like that. So we will be forming tomorrow, EU time zone at least. And then looking forward beyond that, we'll start having some fun action, but it's going to be mostly, you know, getting new areas set up, that kind of thing, focusing on that for the next few weeks. So that's the plan. DBRB is here. I don't know that he's back as far as actively playing, but he just came in to hang out, which was cool to see him. Okay. All right, friends. As far as consolidating into UALX, if you have stuff around UALX that you need to move, I think the next week is a good time to get it to UALX so it's prepped to move when we start doing that. We will have a shorter route than we currently have. So it is it's something you shouldn't try to move it yourself yet. Just wait for the official move ups to go up. It'll be very easy to do, and we'll make it a lot easier. What's going to happen at Delve now that we left? Who knows? It's going to be fun. There's a lot of groups moving there. There's Red is going there, XIX, Synergy of Steel, like the whole Phoenix Coalition, basically. Yeah, there's all kinds of people going there. There's several groups I just haven't named. There's a corp from Frat that's there. There is Arhant's group, the Faceless. I'm missing a couple that are already, yeah. So lots of people there. Who knows how it'll shake out? It'd be fun to watch. Like, watch the Reddits. Let's see what happens. We don't like have friends and allies there in any particular situation. Initiative has taken a Keepstar, so it looks like they want to get involved. But we are not blue to anyone. If we want to go fight, we might pick a side to fight for that fight, but it's not like we have one side that we're pushing or the other. We are done with that region, like I said, except probably for a few Stratops, the Anominate Palace, that kind of thing. Anominate Palace, we're aiming for next weekend if we can make that happen. It's sort of one of those TBD future plans things, but we would like to do a Viking funeral for the Anominate Palace. That means we will be destroying it ourselves. We had a vote in here, and you guys overwhelmingly chose that option, and we also think that's probably the thing that Anominate would like the most. Ironically, we probably could have scooped it today, unbelievably, but I'm actually glad we didn't push our luck on that. That one is one they would have gone really hard on, so I think that we made the best choice with that. So maybe next weekend, fireside time, maybe we send to Valhalla, something like that. We will keep you updated as far as that one goes. A couple of people saying we should try and scoop it. It's just really, 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 really hard. And I understand that they have not shown a lot of effort. They tried pretty hard today, and they failed in numerous ways. So I get the thing, but I think this is the right choice. I think we're going to go with what we picked and stick with that. Okay, I think that's everything I have pre-prepared. And we have a lot of people on here, I'm sure, with a lot of questions. I will do my best to answer them. Once again, command layer pretty fragged. So some of the stuff may be just future date, you know, future plans, later type stuff, but I will happily answer every question that I can. So go ahead and throw them in there.
I'm going to hit real quick just because a few people didn't hear me the first time. There will be like all ping chain fleets in a couple days. Recon is super fragged out from making sure that Keepstars didn't get reffed and doing all the chains and whatnot. So just be patient for a couple days. You guys are welcome to move along that Keepstar chain by yourselves, organize it as a corp, SIG, whatever. But all ping fleets along that chain will be out in the next few days. Just give everybody a little bit of time to recover.
Where does Imperium space end now towards Delve? Good question. 407 and G Magic at the top and bottom. Eva asks, has my sports team won, lost any cool games lately? The Florida Panthers won the Stanley Cup. That was pretty cool. Will there be Ermalin move ops? You have missed them, unfortunately. Sapphire Bloodsbane. We did several over the last few days. But those are going to be the last ones for the near future. Who's my favorite celebrity chef? It's not Gordon Ramsay because he cannot make grilled cheese. That was disgusting. So if XIX is leaving, will we take over Teniferous? All of Teniferous. They were not in Teniferous, so it's not, that wouldn't be relevant to that. Map stuff will be happening over the next week or so. So, you know, you can just watch and see what happens. It'll all be revealed very soon. I see that most of you are now docking up. I think we've got basically everyone home. New Jez announcement soon. So yeah, those have been planned out more or less. It's just seeing like the final stuff. I've been talking to every autocrat. Every autocrat wants more space, more moons, more everything. Every corp wants more space, more moons, more everything. They're all in my DMs right now asking me for more of this, more of that, more of everything. And I am trying to make everyone happy, but it is impossible to get everyone everything they want or even near it. So that's basically what's going on right now. We will have those announcements coming out soon. Once again, future plans. They do not want more taxes. Can we get an update soonish? Jay Denny, I will see that on the economics thing. Yeah, that might be, once again, give our guys a little time to recover and then we'll work on that. A lot of the economics guys did a lot of the, you know, G-sawing stuff as well. Our drone land's good now. I mean, it is the best space as far as density and keeping people out, but it's not a space that we desire to live in currently. I demand more grown-worthy dad jokes. Come on my fleets. That's where you get them. Do we convince any of the renters of PH space to join us so the alliance continues to grow? I actually think that has happened, Chad. It's not in a giant way, but I believe some have come over more to corpse. But yes, I believe that has happened.
Oh, one other thing, as like we're moving and whatnot, there's lots of like somewhat trollentosis or just solo, like they're actually getting hacks off around Innsmother. If you, a couple of buddies, a couple of people from your corp, anything like that, if you watch for those pings, they show up in game and in scouts, if you're in the scouts channel. If you push those off, it's really helpful. There's also a bounty if you kill them, and Intosis links are worth a bit of money, so. Go do that. Help us out. So we don't have to form 50-man hard
elite
for a single fucking stabber.
Belshazzar asks, any idea we might get a map of the Ancient Network for the new space, or is it wait and see? So it'll be a month or so till that can start going up. And I think if we put out a map now, it would just be like, here's the systems you should focus your Intosis on. And I don't think that's wise. So it'll be a wait and see. Wait till they go up. But there's no reason to give them a map of where specifically to attack.
I promise you it's going to slap, though.
Yeah, it's a great map. We're really happy with it. Dude, I'm so fried on brains. I was about to say EX6, but no, the only one I'll guarantee you is there will be a jump bridge in EFM. That one I can call out. Someone said, thanks to Killer for his Entosis work. Yeah, he's been crazy, dude. Did we convince any of the renters, Pete? I think I answered that one already. Someone asked about groups leaving Horde. I don't know that any have left. I do know that at least one was reaching out to another alliance, not to us. And I don't know the status of that. But I don't think you should expect to see an exodus. Groups that like reach out at the first sign of trouble kind of get a bad reputation. So you don't see too many of that. Any final leaks from Horde about the ops today, says Silux Volcanoes. Go to Reddit. They're absolutely molding on Reddit now. They're seething about in it camping the station for basically $100 billion ISK discount. They're really mad that anyone would take that deal, which is an amazing deal. So no, it's pretty crazy. If you want to see it, they're doing it publicly. You don't need to read their private channels.
I just went and posted their last ping from Bro about what they accomplished today.
Oh yeah, it's giant cope, isn't it?
Yeah, thanks for coming. We destroyed 16 mil of Imperium structures and scooped way more than that. Thanks for your patience. Wow. Woo. Thanks for your couple percent effort.
Yeah. I cannot describe to you guys. Actually, wait, I have, can just back this up with words. Where is it? I have a screenshot of what I thought would be. Here it is. Here's my screenshot. So if you don't want to click it, I said, if you think there's a 35% chance of scooping it, which is probably a good estimate. That was my estimate, around 35%. So, and we probably scooped 95 to 98% at this point. So if you want the actual word from the horse's mouth before and after, there you go. Only 35%. Like, have you ever unanchored structures, Lorraine? Like, I know you're a no, not believing kind of guy, but that's a... I thought 35% was honestly being pretty generous.
I agree.
Yeah, like, I think that there were a lot of people who were like, thought it'd be a lot lower. Fuchs says the dreads we killed were 17 bill. That's a good point, actually. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I hadn't thought about that. Another funny thing is that we had refitted those haulers to be slightly more tanky. And we were like, you know, when we were doing it before, like, this is a pretty expensive fit. Is this worth it? We're like, yeah, it's worth it. Let's just do it. And they lived in Hull. So it turned out to be very worth it because, you know, a couple billion into the fit saved 200 billion in Keepstar. Still a structure ban. Yeah, Keeptar. Sorry, my bad. Structure ban and some other, yeah, please do not anchor any structures right now. That would be a very bad thing.
Anywhere, not just in Smother.
Yeah, correct. Asher, what about Horde moving their main stage into E8? Yeah, it's a fine place to move it. Like, you know, we were expecting a compromise. I think I even mentioned it on the last Fireside that we thought they would go halfway between. That's what they've chosen to do. Not really a shock. And fine. Like, there's nothing wrong with it. I don't think we should be out there being like, haha, major move. Like, we made an enemy move their main stager, right? That's a big deal. But it's not like a victory that we should celebrate yet. We haven't done anything like that we need to celebrate. Many things ahead before any kind of victory is worth celebrating. Can we anchor a POS? I actually don't see why not, Death Magnet. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, POSs are totally fine.
The Black Watch keeps insisting Horde moving shattered all your plans. I don't know who the Black Watch is, but they appear to be incredibly stupid. How does winning taste like? Now, we have had some great successes here, but no hubris, right? We need to not act like we are, you know, we're done. Because if we are, we will be done.
We didn't win. We won, but we didn't win. We had
successes. We had successes. We didn't win.
I agree.
Like I said, the Perma War is here. Did you listen to the Hubris of Asher song? Yeah, but it sounded like that was AI generated. Are we allowed to put up fuel contracts without an FC broadcast for this move up? I think probably we should avoid doing that until we actually get the shorter chain up. Like, if you want to move early, that's fine. But, you know, you should probably pay for the fuel if you're going to do it before the shorter chain goes up. To be fair, Asher, there's little evidence you are not AI. That is actually true. Is Brave going to run a Sino chain? Yeah, you guys are asking questions that are going to be sorted out. Like, guys, I cannot tell you we were focused strictly on Delph until about 3 minutes ago. And everyone in the directorate is totally burned out, but happy. So that's where we are right now.
Yeah, like I said a little bit ago, give it a couple days. We'll start pinging those chains out to get everybody to UALX.
There you go. Are you having fun, Asher? You seem burned. It's a good question, Azrek. This is like something that needs to be done, not a particularly fun thing. So this is like, let's get it done, and then it's over with. I had a lot more fun in the last few weeks. That's fine, though. Like, I mean, it just had to be done. Like, we're asking our allies to move. They are excited to move, but, like, it's still a lot of work, and we told them we'd help them, and that's what being a good ally is about. Like, if you're a friend to someone, you show up. Your real friends are the ones who help you move. Your fake friends are the one who has to borrow your truck, right? So we, as in goons, scooped just a ton of structures. I think we scooped more than everyone else. So we showed up to help them move. We loaded up a lot of the truck, and I think that says a lot about us, and that's what I want. So we will, we'll be having a fun time over the next few days, recharge, but that's fine. Like, that's the purpose. They're, Brave and Sons of Bane and Lawn and IGC and DC, they're also all tired. By the way, shout out DC. They did a great job. Like, they were up at like 4 a.m. and did an amazing job. I know I called out Brave, but I want to call out DC. I think everyone did a great job, but DC in particular, I want to shout out for doing really good work. Brave is looking very good, like hardened fighters, says Super Magnet She. Yeah, I think that Brave have been basically, they are an attractive target because they like to fight. They're of a size where they can't really threaten the largest of alliances, so they often have people come after them and punch down on them. It's basically what Horde and PL have done for like literally a decade now. It's kind of crazy. So they're going to be moving to space that is, I think, going to be harder for people to attempt to do that to them. I think they're going to thrive. I really do. But yeah, Brave needs to fill the coffer, says Dragon Zero. I don't know their financial situation. I think it's actually pretty good. But I'm sure their line members will enjoy having a month or two off to just spin some Ishtars and do stuff like that.
Brave being poor is a Horde psyop, so.
Yeah. Also, they sold a lot of stuff. So, they sold a lot of that stuff in Delph. They got, like I said, I think only the Faction 4. By the way, someone asked where the Faction 4 was. 39P, also where the Keepstar died. That system appears to be slightly cursed. Do we know the percentage of the station that Horde was able to pull out of Innsmouth? Like, I think you mean unanchored structures. I don't know the percentage. Certainly lower than, Like, we took two Keepstars of theirs, and we paid the iron price for them, right? They missed all of our Keepstars and did a half-ass effort at them. It's emblematic of the differences between the two of us. How long till CCB nerfs our home? I don't think that they will do that. Do we have other faction forts that we were able to scoop? Yes, the rest of the faction forts that were still there were unanchored. It was just one that got caught. It was every Satoyo that was unanchoring. It was every Keepstar and every faction fort. And then, like I said, probably 95% plus of everything else. Fortizars, Asbel, Stataras, all that stuff. And then going down to Athanor and Rotaros, those were also scooped. Beyond says two of the 28 forts, and I think those are the most attractive targets. So there you go. That's the number. And I think for smaller structures, it was mostly all of us.
I just got a direct message on Mumble. A quick reminder that Fireside Questions go in Elysium on Jabber.
Oh, yeah. Elysium on Jabber if you are new. Asher, did you just have missed the 100% of save I asked to help Gobbins to make more copium? Did you will dismiss to have the missed 100% of save? I don't, I'm sorry, Dictator, I don't follow exactly what you're asking me there. Well, yeah, we return. Unfortunately, Macarios kind of suck. They got nerfed by CCP.
They have the same problem as the Naglfar. They need to pick a lane and be a shield ship or an armor ship.
Exactly. Can't be both. A friend is asking if there's a way to move a super out of 1DQ. Any options left? And no, it's really for a friend. For Feral, it might be possible in the next week. It's become harder. In the next week, it's probably possible.
If you're in Euro, contact me, Apple Pear. If you're not in Euro, contact Sniper or Sintitz, and then we can see what we can do.
Some said ruptures. Yes, ruptures are coming. RR Dami fleet? Probably not RR, but I would like to bring Dami's back if possible. I threw a bit of a temper tantrum in the fitting team server and asked for rattlesnakes, and no one will give me rattlesnakes. It's kind of rude. They do kind of suck, unfortunately, but I just want them. Fireside always devolves to doctrine arguments. There you go. Was rattlesnakes on the bingo? Probably not. I miss armor in general, says Boot. Yeah, armor is just... if you play Eve long enough, you will watch the ascendancy of whatever doctrine, shield, armor. They go back and forth. There are times when it's all armor and people are like, I miss shield. Same story here. Baltek when unlikely right now. Flawenthar says, hello, Asher. Number one, when are we leave Delvin Quirius? Will they remain Imperium? Are we abandoning those regions? So we are out. Like, we're done. Are we going to meddle with Freedom Republic or strategic, totally radical alliances YOLOing superiorly? I don't know what these alliances are. If there's a fight there, we want to get involved.
Space coalition map.
Oh, is that what they call them? Okay. Yeah.
So Strays is Omist, and I don't know where Freedom Republic is.
Anyway, yeah. You know, if we want to go and get on a fight for fun, we will, but we don't have any strategic alignment. We don't care particularly about either of these groups. So, you know, if one group is smaller, we'll probably go with them and see if we can balance it out. I mean, that's probably what's going to happen. But that's if we even decide to go there. I don't think that we have any, we don't have any current plans to do that. What are the chances CCB adds NPC space if we go to the drone lands? Lorraine, that's something we talked about, like, legitimately, like, is if we ever took over the drones, we feel like there's a decent chance NPC space would get added in the next 6 months, which would make the drones significantly worse. Right now, they're easily the best space in the game. But with NPC space, they would just be really dense, good space and probably still be the best space in the game. But not to the same level they are right now. Good metrics updated with CTAC-J market data. I believe that's on the list, but one of many things on the list. Aoife asked for someone to say sir to get his bingo.
Really, Aoife? Bingo baiting twice?
Yeah, it's pretty lame.
Disc.
How many tacos can you fit in your mouth at once? Isk rides on the answer. I was at the dentist a while ago and asked the technician lady who was cleaning my teeth. I'm like, I've never had my wisdom teeth out or anything. Is that a thing? Like, you know, because I know a lot of people have them out. And she's like, well, let me take a look. And she goes and looks back at him. She goes, well, I don't know if anyone's ever told you this, but you have a really big mouth. And I go, I've actually heard that my whole life. I didn't know it was a medical diagnosis the entire time. Yeah, so there you go. Have fun with that one. There is no move up plan today, Ryak, at all. Easier to put your foot in it? That's good. Is the faction fort that was NOL still in Imperium hands and separately identifiable? Yeah, we have all the faction forts named and separated. Asher Elias, do you know the Mind Goblin? What's Mind Goblin? Will Beehive only cover in some other systems, or will it still cover all systems in range? I mean, yeah, we're going to have that more details for you soon. But yeah, you're going to cover basically every system in range. But there will be some we're going to be like, you really shouldn't rat here if you can avoid it. But, you know, there'll be spillover systems, I think. Can we bash Pocos and Skyhooks? Yeah, I think that was fine, right? We never said not to do that, right?
Not Skyhooks.
Not Skyhooks for now.
Okay, so just Pocos. Any plans to run for a local office, or is the future plans Asher Brisk 2028? I would never want to be a politician. When I was growing up, my dad said you can be anything you want to be except a lawyer or a politician.
But Asher, you're a space politician.
That's true. Keep saying soon. When is soon? That's always the trick, longtime lover. It's soon.
For whoever asked that, one sec.
Pretty much everybody's burnt out, people. We have been so busy with taking care of everything in Delve, getting all our allies out.
Yeah, we know life this last week. We're good otherwise, though. Asher, are we going to stay where we are now or clear south regions and evict those guys there and continue conquering the north? So the people, like I said, the people below us have taken generous cash offers. They are in the process of leaving, so there's no going to be no clearing that out. It's going to be transferred over to us in good order.
For longtime Louver, I have linked you a YouTube video which does a very in-depth explanation of when soon is.
Can we play the Goon's Anthem on stream when we kill Wendy Q? Yeah, Little Bees would be a good thing to play. I like that idea. Someone tell Mind One. They called 1-888, I need cash now. I don't know how many people. Hyper Viper, I don't know how you can misspell everything, but also type the meme wrong. 1877 cash now. That's pretty good, Hippo Jackson. Write that one down. JG Wentworth, 88 cash now. That's good. Hippo Jax is like Hyper Viper was less useful but more funny.
That's pretty on point.
I'd like to report a murder.
I think it's a double murder, actually, if you think about it.
I think it is, yeah.
Double kill.
The funny thing is, Hyper has been crazy this week. He's been so good. And Hippo Jax has been annoying the hell out of me. All right, we got other questions. It's been a long one. You guys have. Why was the Delve move up rushed down to a week? Boy, what a loaded question that is. That's like a straight from Horde talking points question, LaQuanta. Happy to answer it, though. It takes a week to unanchor things. So a week was the appropriate amount of time to do it. Been going super hard for a week. Like, I don't know if it's been clear. Every director is saying, like, we're really tired. You have to guard those 24/7. You understand, like at 3 a.m. your time, they're vulnerable. At 4:34 a.m. your time, they're vulnerable. At 8:28 your time, they're vulnerable. Whatever time you can think of in your mind, they're vulnerable, and they only have to do it for 5 minutes. There's no cap on this. So for a week, we sat there and guarded them, unanchoring 24 hours a day. No cap, and got just about everything out. So I don't know if you're upset about something or if you've been reading some Reddit propaganda, but that's like literal agitprop. Like there's no time frame longer than that. Like everyone's out, we're done. Why not give Brave 1+ week? Like once again more sort of Reddit propaganda. We didn't sneak this on Brave. They knew it was happening beforehand. There's no good way to do this. Like there's no like, oh yeah, we can sit there for a month and do this. It can't happen that way. So but you know, it wasn't like I went to Jinx on Friday last week and I'm like, by the way, you're leaving in a week. You know, they've known about this for a very long time. It's just that this is the only way to actually do it. And I realize it's rushed for Brave. Like a week is not a ton of time. People can be on vacation. It's unfortunate for them. This is just Eve life. Like there's no other way to do it that is, you know, possible that can make it happen. And you know, we did an amazing job. I don't think we need to have recriminations in the channel. Yeah, literal trillions of ISK, and I mean that literal trillions of ISK. Good call, Zorgar Zevalion. And here's the other thing. Here's what I want to mention is that, you know, that gap was a real pain. The 407, 49 gap, or TCAG, G-Magic, that gap is super long. There is no way to jump across it. And it was just a huge annoyance. You can't do jump bridges. You certainly can't jump caps across it. There was no way. You know, Brave is in a much better place. Sons of Bane, IGC, DC, Lawn, all these guys are now, you know, in the Imperium bosom, right? They're nestled up like what was the guy, Bob from Fight Club? Like that guy. They're nestled up in there. They're in the bosom. Yeah, so it's a good place to be. Like there was no amount of time. Like if we announced it a month ago, it wouldn't have worked out any better. It would have just been worse. This is the best way to do it. Other sumo news. The tournament starts about 2 weeks. 2 weeks or so. Angus's bosoms or buttes? Good question. Yeah, I will be streaming some sumo. Yeah, go to bed, Lorraine. Bees are clapping, so I clap. Just like a lemming on a jump bridge, I see fellow bees jump, so I jump. Well done. Like the swallows to Capistrano.
I still love that we can bobble jump gates again.
It is nice. What is the military parade in SeaTac J? Can you imagine trying to teach goons how to march? They would do it worse than the U.S. Army. Haulers are absolute heroes, definitely. Frenchie to 2025, unlikely. Nofu is unreal, huge shout out. Yeah, Nofu moved like, I don't know, at least for me, they moved like 20 billion of stuff. And I know a lot, it moved a lot more.
Something like 300 plus million M3 over the course of the week.
Guys, if you want, we're going to do a Titan conga line right now. I will set up a fleet on Mrs. Ashimi. You can join the fleet and conga in alphabetical order. That will be the end of the fireside. Thank you all for coming. Conga line fleet going up on Mrs. Ashimi right now. Yeah, you can conga in a dread. That's fine. Will I be handing out Titans? Good try. Thanks for coming, guys. See you.